Chapter 9. Game On, Mastering Portuguese Sports Slang. Dive into the electrifying world of sports, where every phrase carries the rush of the game and the heartbeat of competition. In this chapter, I'll lead you through the vibrant vernacular of Portuguese sportsmanship, from the tension of a nail biting,
jogar à defesa,
to the exhilaration of a
goleada.
Join me on a linguistic sprint across the fields of passion where
cabeçada
is a powerful strike and
torcer por
becomes a chorus of unity. We'll tackle the colloquialisms that echo in stadiums, the idioms that fill the bars after a match, and the banter that defines fans and athletes alike. Are you ready to lace up your boots and charge onto the linguistic pitch? Together, we'll navigate the dynamic expressions that animate football chants, celebrate victories, and soothe the sting of defeat. With every turn of the page, you'll gain the words to partake in the universal language of sports that unites us all, whether we're in the stands or on the field.
Cabeçada.
Headbutt.
Ele deu uma cabeçada no adversário.
He headbutted the opponent.
Torcer por.
To root for.
Todos estão a torcer por ti no jogo de amanhã.
Everyone is rooting for you in tomorrow's game.
Goleada.
Big win or thrashing.
Depois de jogo espetacular, a equipa conseguiu uma goleada de 6-0.
After a spectacular game, the team secured a big win with a 6-0 thrashing.
Chutar para canto.
Literal to kick to the corner, to sweep under the rug or to dodge the issue.
Sempre que surge problema sério, ele tenta chutar para canto e evitar lidar com ele de frente.
Whenever a serious problem arises, he tries to sweep it under the rug and avoid dealing with it head on.
Pendurar as chuteiras.
Hang up one's boots.
Depois de tantos anos de futebol, decidiu pendurar as chuteiras.
After so many years of soccer, he decided to hang up his boots.
Encarnar.
To become a fan or supporter of Benfica.
Depois de assistir ao jogo no estádio, ele acabou por encarnar e agora é grande adepto do Benfica.
After attending the game at the stadium, he ended up becoming a big fan of Benfica.
Passar de bestial a besta.
To go from hero to zero.
Ele passou de bestial a besta num instante.
He went from hero to zero in an instant.
Tu és de Olhão e jogas no Boa Vista.
Literal, you're from
Olhão.
And you play for
Boa Vista.
This Portuguese expression uses
Olhão.
Not to indicate a specific birthplace, but rather as a metaphor for someone who is very clever or sharp-witted. By stating that someone is from
Olhão,
it implies that they are astute and observant. Adding, and you play for
Boa Vista,
further emphasizes this acknowledgement, suggesting they have a keen eye for details or are perceptive in their observations.
Fintar o guarda-redes e chutar para fora.
To fake out and miss the shot.
Ele fintou o guarda-redes e chutou para fora, desperdiçando uma oportunidade de golo.
He faked out the goalkeeper and shot wide, wasting a goal opportunity.
Frango.
Literal chicken. Blunder.
O guarda-redes sofreu frango inacreditável no jogo de ontem.
The goalkeeper conceded an unbelievable blunder in yesterday's match.
Frangueiro.
Butterfingers or a goalie prone to blunders.
Naquele jogo, o guarda-redes foi autêntico frangueiro, deixou passar bolas fáceis.
In that game, the goalkeeper was a real butterfingers, letting easy balls through.
Canelada.
Literal to hit with the shin.
O jogador deu uma canelada no adversário.
The player gave the opponent a kick with his shin.
Levar uma abada.
To take a beating or to be defeated soundly.
A nossa equipa levou uma grande abada no jogo de hoje.
Our team took a beating in today's game.
Levar uma coça.
To take a beating or to be thrashed.
A equipa levou uma coça no jogo de futebol.
The team got thrashed in the soccer match.
Dar-se à luz.
To become a member supporter of Benfica.
Depois de assistir ao jogo no Estádio da Luz, decidi dar-me à luz e tornei-me sócio do Benfica.
After watching the game at the Estádio da Luz, I decided to become a member of Benfica.
Ficar com um grande melão.
Literal to end up with a big melon. To be left feeling deflated or to end up with egg on one's face.
Depois de perder o jogo decisivo, ele ficou com um grande melão.
After losing the decisive match, he was left feeling deflated.
Jogar a feijões.
To play for fun or to play for kicks.
Esta partida é só para jogar a feijões, não há prémio.
This game is just for fun, there's no prize.
Até os comemos.
Literal, we'll even eat them, we'll crush them, or we'll beat them.
Vamos jogar tão bem que até os comemos.
We'll play so well that we'll crush them.
Jogar à defesa.
To play defensively or to be on the defensive.
A equipa está a jogar à defesa desde o início do jogo.
The team has been playing defensively since the beginning of the game.
Lagartos.
Literal lizards.
Os lagartos estão muito entusiasmados com a vitória do seu clube.
The lizards are very excited about their club's victory. The term
lagartos
is a nickname for supporters of
Sporting Clube de Portugal,
one of Portugal's top soccer clubs, used pejoratively by rival fans, especially from
Benfica
and
Porto.
It has been embraced by sporting fans and is now a common part of Portuguese soccer culture.
Dragão.
Literal dragon.
Futebol Clube do Porto, FC Porto. O Dragão venceu o campeonato este ano.
FC Porto won the championship this year.
Dragão.
Refers to the
Futebol Clube do Porto, FC Porto.
A renowned Portuguese soccer club based in Porto, known as
Dragão.
Due to its emblem, which features a dragon, it implies a colloquial term for FC Porto.
Lampião. Benfica.
Fan or supporter of
Benfica. O meu vizinho é um lampião ferrenho, não perde um jogo do Benfica.
My neighbor is a diehard
Benfica
fan. He doesn't miss a single game. This term is used to refer to fans or supporters of
Sport Lisboa e Benfica,
a popular soccer club in Lisbon, Portugal.
Lampião
is often used in a colloquial context to identify passionate and dedicated
Benfica
supporters.